This is Sound Ideas on Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The seven-piece Latin fusion band, the Brazilian Airs, add 50-plus pieces to their sound when they merge with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra for their annual Romance Concert. The Central Illinois-born and now Nashville-based group will play orchestrated originals with the symphony February 10th at the Peoria Civic Center Theater. Brazilian Airs guitarist Rico Johnson and vocalist Dove Benoit stopped by the GLT studios to talk with John Norton about this special Valentine's mood show.
Winter seems the time to go, leaving footprints in the snow.
So the song you're hearing is from the Brazilian Airs. It's called Blue October, and this is a song that's going to be orchestrated in the Peoria Civic Center Theater here on the 10th. So Peoria Symphony contacted you, right?
That's correct, yeah. George DeLuto, the maestro, conductor. We actually did a concert a couple of years back with Charles Yang, who's this great violinist that came to play with the symphony. And we were doing an outdoor concert on the riverfront of Peoria. Charles came up and actually sat in and played a few songs with us. So after that, George DeLuto came right up to the stage and said, "Hey, have you ever orchestrated your music?" And at the time we said no. But that'd be interesting. And then a few months later, he actually called us and said, "We'd love to have you as part of our symphonic season. Can you make it happen?"
What was your initial reaction when he contacted you and said, "I want to do this. This will be a cool blending of music"?
Total awe. I mean, just to be asked to do it is just an amazing thing. And, you know, we just jumped on the opportunity because you can't say no to that sort of thing. And it's been a real challenge, but a really good challenge. And we're really excited about it.
So it's all your original music that they're orchestrating?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's a really cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
Man, how many pieces are going to be in the band?
Over 50 plus instruments. And we'll use our band. Our band will be up front, which is we have a seven-piece band, Dove and I front, and we have five musicians in the Brazilian Airs.
Is that kind of intimidating? I mean, it's really different.
Yeah, it is. It's intimidating, but it's really exhilarating as well. To be able to hear these pieces that we've created become these symphonic masterpieces is just going to take to a whole new level, you know, just this totally different take on our music. And it's still there. The music of the Brazilian Airs is still very much apparent in the symphonic music.
Well, that's a question. What does orchestrating your music, which is already has seven pieces, that's a decent-sized band in a club, but now you're getting 50 on top of that. What does that add? How does that change? How does that make your music bring out different elements of your music or songs?
Well, I think the key is keeping the Latin groove that we have, because that's kind of the hot sauce of our band. And the two orchestrators that have helped us do that, they've made sure that has happened. But it's almost like taking our music from, I've used this analogy, from two-dimensional to three-dimensional. Some songs, obviously, for the radio, our songs are usually about 3 or 4 minutes long. Now they're being stretched 6, 7 minutes with beautiful lush intros, interludes in the middle, just amazing things.
Have you rehearsed yet with the Peoria Symphony?
No, we have two rehearsals scheduled.
Okay.
The concertmaster, Marcia Henry Liebenau, who is actually playing the first half of our concert, she's doing a Bruch romantic symphony. She just seems really excited about it because it is a different type of music than they're used to playing. And she's actually going to play one of our songs with us. I think the symphony is excited from the take of Marcia, and I think it'll be different for them and fun.
To the bang, to the bone, everything just starts since you've been gone. To the bang, to the bone, bone, bone.
You're listening to GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton in the studio with Dove and Rico from the Brazilian Airs. Going to be playing with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra on the 10th. It's the annual romance concert. So when you're out playing, you kind of generalize it as Latin, but it's pop, it's kind of jazzy, it's kind of a bunch of different things. Are you doing sambas or bossas or, you know, cha-cha stuff? You're doing flamenco?
All of the
are
above.
You doing?
Yeah.
I mean, there's Brazilian rock too, and but Latin can cover a lot of different
sure.
things.
Sure. Well, you know, John, when the band first started, we did primarily Brazilian rhythms, sambas, bossa novas, but we've kind of morphed into this Latin fusion band now, where we do boleros and we do cha-chas and we do actually some Spanish, kind of a Gypsy King flamenco type of feel. We still write bossa novas and sambas, but we've kind of again morphed into other Latin rhythms. So.
Have you talked with Scott Hall up at Columbia College in Chicago? He's the one that's orchestrating this whole thing. Are you in constant communication with him on how this is all being fleshed out?
Yeah, he was here. Actually, we had a rehearsal last night. He came down for that rehearsal. And I don't know if you know much about Scott, but he is an incredible orchestrator. He actually orchestrated, the great pianist Ramsey Lewis orchestrated.
For Ravinia?
For mm-hmm. Ravinia.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I also... I'd be remiss if I didn't say we're doing 10 selections, original songs that we've written. But 8 of those Scott is orchestrating, but 2 of those pieces are being orchestrated by a local guy here, the jazz director of Illinois State University, Tom Marco.
Tom Marco. Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's play another one of your songs. I wish we could play something that's orchestrated, you know, some kind of, we can't, but I want to give our listeners a feel for, that haven't heard the Brazilianers. God, there's hardly any anymore in Bloomington Normal, right? Everybody knows who you guys. So let's play Venetian Blinds right now. Let's give this just a little bit of a twist, okay?
Great.
Blinds reveal such a scrumptious sight, a specimen as fine as grown on blue.
So Mark was part of it too. I did not know that.
Oh. Well, he actually co-wrote Blue October with Wayne.
Yeah, Rico.
And so Rico, yeah, sorry. So, you know, he really was wanting to orchestrate that one specifically, and then we decided to do another song that we love off of the CD called The Encounter, and he orchestrated that as well. And actually we were a little concerned about, you know, how is that going to blend with one orchestrator doing a bunch and then having somebody else? But it's perfect. It's beautiful.
Well, I saw the video on Facebook of you guys playing with Charles Yang, right? Mm-hmm. And you admitted you were a little dubious about the connection of Charles with you guys together, but it's really cool what I saw on there. And that, what's that slow part? There's just one, it's only a 6-minute promotional video, mm-hmm. right? But this is really slow piece in there. Do you remember what song that was? Because it is just beautiful. Let me play just a little piece of that right now. Okay.
It may have been Hotel California.
Was that part of Hotel California? Mm-hmm. Because that's there as well. Oh, I see. Oh my God, I wish I would have seen that. That is beautiful.
Yeah, that was a really fun night, actually.
Because he was playing really slow, and then he really started picking it up later.
Yeah.
By the way, you're listening to GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton in the studio with Dove and Rico from the Brazilian Airs. What are you doing in Nashville?
We're pursuing our music.
I mean, you're going where the music is,
yeah.
It
right,
sounds like. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
You're making a go of it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, we're connecting with some songwriters down there. The industry's all there, you know, the publicists, the agents, the everything. So we're making those connections now. We've just been down there a few months. Our fan base is still up here in the Midwest, but we want to create this thing in Nashville and play out of Nashville.
How long have you been in Nashville now?
Since last September.
What are you finding out about yourselves or the band?
Well,
I guess that's what I mean. What are you finding out about the band? Do you got what it takes?
Yeah, I'll tell you what I think.
Yeah.
I really believe that our sound is unique. Even in Nashville, like there's a club that I went to last Monday night in Nashville that has a killer Afro-Cuban Latin band. You know, there's really amazing jazz players, obviously great songwriters there. But I think the fusion that we do, this fusion of Latin grooves with jazz and pop, I'm just not seeing many groups like what we're doing. So,
you know, I'm surprised. There's a kind of a happening jazz scene in Nashville, which mm-hmm. you think country and probably even indie rock now, but I mean, there. Do you guys play the Bluebird down there at all?
No, we haven't yet.
That's a goal. But yeah, there are, you know, I think a lot of people just think, oh, it's country western in Nashville. And that's really, I think, increasingly becoming not true. There's a lot of different musical genres, and any given night you can go out and see a variety of talent. And, you know, we're just excited to be there. And as Rico says, our music is different. It's, people are always asking us, how do you describe it? And we kind of take pause and say, well, you know, it's this fusion, but really we always just encourage people to go on Spotify or go on iTunes or Pandora or YouTube and just check us out, because really the only way to know the Brazilian Airs is to see or hear the Brazilian Airs.